You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Executive Director, International Speaker and Trainer, and I will say a dang good trainer at it, Vince Vignieri. Vince, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for the kind words, Brandon.
You know, we've been traveling now together for a little bit, so we've reconnected, which has been nice. You're a very busy man, as am I, which is good. It's good to be busy. But I'm happy that we're together here. We're in a hotel room. We're not at Subaville Studios. We're in a hotel room recording this today. And the topic we are going to cover are the three E's to why we desire referrals within our business. Now, some of you have may heard this in a member extravaganza visitor day presentation, but we really want to dig in a little bit more and go into it more in depth. Would you agree?
I would agree, and I think it's important to reinforce what you might have heard at a meeting.
Absolutely, absolutely, and once again, share these podcasts. Everybody, for our listeners, we love your support, but the more you share, the more downloads we get. I'm going to do a pathetic plug here, but the more downloads we get, the more opportunity we have exposure for these podcasts. And we are all about doing these podcasts to continue education, not just for BNI members, but in general, for sales professionals, for potential visitors, all that great stuff.
Well, and that said, Brandon, it's not just our podcast. It's BNI podcast, BNIpodcast.com. It's Tim Roberts and the BNI Power of One podcast. You know, this information was part of a presentation that Tim Roberts, our current U.S. National Director, gave and presented, and it was taken and it was redone or reiterated by other directors, put together and then shared. And when we sit here and we think about it, that's what BNI is all about.
Nice.
It goes
nice.
Back to our philosophy, giver's gain.
That's right.
It started as one person's presentation, and now people are literally giving it all over the world.
Then can I give credit where credit is due?
Please.
Okay, good. So there is a director in Minnesota. Her name is Maya, and we got to meet each other for the first time at the national conference just recently.
Maya Norwood.
Oh, nice. Maya Norwood. And we were chatting, and I said, you know, there's this presentation on BNI University. I always get to the point that I need to write it down. I never get to that point. She goes, well, I've written it down. And she sent it to me. And this is for all of us that do really good at responding to referrals right away. We talked about it in the evening. She sent it to me that night. So Maya, thank you so much. A little shout out for you today. But we're going to dig into the three E's of why we desire referrals in our business.
Ultimately, it comes down to a question. And really that question is, really, why do people want more referrals? Why do they desire more referrals? And you know, the easy answer is to make more money.
Right. I think BNI overall, the easy answer is to make more money, but there's so much more to it.
Well, and you think about the phrase make more money, and we talk about the VCP process.
All the time.
To make more money, you have to be at the P, profitability.
Correct.
But in order to make more money, you have to put in the time to be visible. You have to be credible, which means you have to be doing one-to-ones, which then also takes more time.
That's a long time. Credibility can take a long time if it's not in your contact sphere, especially.
So when you think about VCP, people desire more referrals to be more profitable. But in order to be more profitable, you have to be more visible. And you have to build more credibility. So why really, and this comes back to Simon Sinek and start with why. Why do people desire more referrals? And you said it earlier. It's the three E's. Efficiency, effectiveness, and enjoyability. So let's look at the first one, efficiency. Brandon, you were in sales.
Yep.
I was in sales in the insurance industry. When you are able to do something quicker in the sales process, close a sale, That's important to you. Because you can move on to the next one, right?
Right. It's the point of when I met you to when we're having the conversation of let's make this happen.
Did you make cold calls when you sold countertops?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So would it be good for you to be able to make less cold calls or close more sales?
Yeah, absolutely.
Either way. So typically when you get a referral, there's an appointment and then there's a follow-up and, you know, there's parts or pieces to the sales cycle. With a referral, there still are parts.
Correct.
But there should be less parts, or those parts should be handled quicker, which is efficiency.
So it's a shorter timeline because from a cold call or and honestly, in my experience, in the trades world, it's a lot of get your name out there because people will call to have you come give them a free estimate. We've all seen the free estimate, right?
And in addition to that, it's the, and I'm going to use HVAC.
Okay,
heating, perfect. Ventilation, air conditioning, for those of you that are not up on the acronym lingo. But oftentimes at a chapter meeting, they'll talk about the service plans, the service contracts to keep your heating and air conditioning units functioning properly.
Right.
But what do they talk about at their meetings? Too often they talk about repairing, replacing the existing units as opposed to the year-long service plan that they offer.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us need a new air conditioning or heating unit today?
Yeah, probably not many.
Not as many as need an annual service plan.
Right, right.
But when you have an annual service plan and you need, keep in mind, two very distinct differences. When you have a plan and you need a replacement, who are you going to call? No, not Ghostbusters. You're going to call the person.
I like that.
You're going to call the person that you're doing business with currently. You have the plan with.
Right.
So it comes down to the fact is you're more efficient. You don't need to sell yourself as much because there's trust there.
Right. And that's where that referral plays in. There's a line of trust to begin with because they're speaking highly of you. Some of our friends out there will say you'd be nuts if you didn't use this person.
Like, right.
Don't even waste your time with everybody else. And that's a power of B&I on the efficiency side.
So let's talk about the second E, and that's effectiveness. And when you think about referrals, the fact of the matter is referrals work anywhere and everywhere.
No matter what language, no matter what country.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I know all too often we talk about in B&I, don't use the terms anybody, everybody, full service, yep, things like that.
Yep.
But B&I has proven that referrals work. And they work in 70 plus countries with 250,000 people. And those are the current membership numbers.
Right.
There are members that have come and gone. We've impacted millions of people over the 34 years plus of B&I existence. So when you think about effectiveness, businesses work with referrals no matter what the business is, no matter where you are in the world. And if you question that ever, ask yourself, how many referrals are you getting from your family members? How many referrals are you getting from your current clients? And the fact of the matter is, if we were getting the number of referrals that are out there that are possible from our current clients and our family members, we wouldn't need groups like B&I.
Right. B&I would not exist. We wouldn't need to go to, I'm not going to say chamber because chambers are important regardless, but we wouldn't have to go to networking events because in all reality, our family and our friends enough, a small percentage would provide us with so much business that we wouldn't even need to advertise. And not bashing the advertising agency, no, but like that's the truth of it. The know, like, and trust, we would be unlimited.
But here's the deal. When you think about advertising, when you think – you mentioned Chamber of Commerce and B&I Heartland is members of – we're members of multiple Chambers of Commerce.
Absolutely.
That increases visibility.
Mm-hmm.
BNI increases profitability, and that's not a knock on anything else that you do, but there's a continuum that we go through. It's the sales cycle that we talk about. Visibility, credibility, profitability. BNI increases profitability. Other things that you do increase visibility and credibility. And when you think about being efficient and effective,
mm-hmm.
you got to have both of them in order to be profitable. So you got to do those other things.
Right.
You got to be members right. of the chamber. You got to be involved in philanthropic organizations, community organizations, church groups, soccer,
all of
sports,
those out there.
Whatever is out there.
Yep. When you have the opportunity to be in front of other people and like, I'm going to use the soccer group, you got time to chat
yeah.
in practices, yeah. right?
Practices, games. You're there with the parents while your kids are on the field.
Yep.
And the fact is that leads to the third E, which is enjoyable. Referrals are enjoyable because they're efficient and effective. They're enjoyable because they decrease the amount of time that it takes to close a sale. They help you build friendships and ultimately a community, a family. And that's what BNI is all about.
And coming from an organization where a lot of a lot of my leads were call-ins, right? In the improvement industry, when you need something in your home, you research and you find out and you call, and then you have a salesperson come out. I much rather preferred the referral. And the reason for that was the enjoyment level was I walked into somebody's home. They knew my name before I got there.
Somebody did part of the sales process
right.
for you.
Right.
That comes back to the effectiveness and the efficiency conversation. And that's why referrals are enjoyable. You know, we talk about it. The average person knows 200 to 250 people.
Yep.
Which means the 200 or 250 people that just popped into your mind for our listeners, they each also knew 200 to 250 people.
Right.
The numbers are 40,000 to 62,500 people.
I'm really proud of math.
I know you're not the math guy, Brandon. But when you think about that, think about it from this perspective. If people were getting the referrals that they thought they were earning or thought they deserved from those people, they wouldn't need a group like BNI.
Absolutely.
They'd have 40 to 62,500 people, 40,000 minimum potential connection, potential referrals. Those numbers grow exponentially when you add another individual to a chapter every single time. So if you want to know why you should invite, it's because they have 62,500 people that they could potentially refer to you that you don't have access to today. So every single member of your chapter is worth 62,500 referrals minimum.
Wow.
One person. One.
And I want to be very clear. Vince does not have a calculator in front of him
on these numbers.
You know these numbers because it's the truth. And that's where if you're not taking advantage of your BNI chapter, you're missing a piece. Don't be scared to ask for that big referral. Don't be scared to enjoy business because we can do that through the power of BNI.
The only thing I have to say is remember. I always joke with Brandon about the word don't. Remember to ask for something you want because all too often we forget.
We forget
to ask for what we really want. Ask for that. We refer to it in former podcasts. Ask for that golden goose. Ask for that big referral that you want. You have no idea who in the room knows somebody that could provide you that referral. That in and of itself would be enjoyable. That would be an efficient referral, and that would be an effective use of your time. That's what BNI is all about.
So I'm going to throw this in there. Succeed anyway. And you'll learn more about that later in a future podcast.
Hashtag Mike Rayburn.
Oh, well, hashtag him. He's an amazing man. And for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, this went a little long, but I think we have a pretty strong passion towards this. As for anybody that's hosted a visitor day, you would know that. And thank you for your insight on this, as always. And for the rest of our listeners, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.